Shkolim, Perk Vov, Mishneh Gimel. Vehechan hoyim mishtachavim. So where did they bow down? Like the Rav points out in the previous Mishnah, we said that there were 13 times they bowed. Where did they bow? Tesis Yantav explains that each time they bowed, they were giving hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. This is based on Rav Shmaya in the second parak of Maseches Midos. Arba b'tzofen, 4 times in the north, v'arba b'darim, 4 times in the south, shalosh b'mizrach, 4 times in the east, v'shtayim b'marav, and twice in the west. Keneged shlosha sar sharim. This was done opposite the 13 gates. We're going to now see what those gates were. Sharim droimim smuchin l'marav. The southern gates that were close to the west side. So if you can picture starting from the west and walking on the bottom from west to east and then upwards and then back to the west on the northern side. Almost like starting from the bottom on a chaf, on the letter chaf, that shape. Shar ha'elyon, the second gate, even though it was on the south, was called Shar ha'elyon. The first gate on the southwest was called Shar ha'elyon. And the reason it's called Shar ha'elyon is because even though the Beis HaMikdash was level, but from the east side of the Beis HaMikdash and outwards, meaning further east from the Mikdash, the land sloped downwards. The Beis HaMikdash was higher. So the Beis HaMikdash was higher than the rest of Yerushalayim. And therefore, the most western part of the Beis HaMikdash, even though it wasn't higher than any other direction of the Beis HaMikdash itself, but since it was on the western side, it was called the Shar HaElyon. Shar HaDelek, then the next gate, which was the second most to the west, was called the Shar HaDelek. This is the Shar of the Lishkas HaEitz, which was on the southern part of the Azara. And here they would bring in the wood for the Atzei Maracha that they would burn on the Mizbech. Therefore, it's called Shar HaDelek. Shar HaBechairos, the next gate is the Shar HaBechairos. They would bring in the Bechairos to be shechted. They'd bring it through the south. Because the Bechairos, the Rav says, were shechted in the south. Tesis Yantav brings, based on a Mishnah Zvachim, that it's even the south, not just the south. Shar HaMayim. And then you have the Shar HaMayim, V'loma Nikra Shmo Shar HaMayim. Mishnah asks, why is this called Shar HaMayim? Shabo Machnisin Tzloichah Shal Mayim Shal Nisuch Bechag. Because through this area, they would bring the pitcher of water for the Nisuch HaChag on Sukkos. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Boi HaMayim Mefakim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, the reason it's called Shar HaMayim is not because of this, but rather because in this very area, the water, when La'asad Lavo, a very thin stream of water, is going to start branching out, becoming larger, and become the size of a pach. Of a flask. That's the lashon of mefakim, like pach. That's going to be the width of the stream. It's going to start branching out. Vasidin lios yotzin mitachas miftan abayis. And it's going to, in the future, start going out from underneath the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. Lumosan bitsofen smuchin lamarv. And if you go directly opposite to the north, and you would start from the west, the northwest, shar yechanya, shar karban. The next is where they would bring the animals in for karbanos. Because animals that were brought, the Kodshei Kodoshim, were shechted in the north. Shar Noshim, and then the next gate over to the east, again, we're dealing with the north side, was the Shar Noshim that they would enter, either to do smicha on the animals, like Rabbi Yossi learns that Noshim are allowed to do smicha on animals for the carbon process, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon held that Noshim cannot do smicha on animals, rather they'd be standing near the carbon, that's why they'd be there. Shar Hashir, then the next gate is the place that they would bring in the clay shear. V'loma nikra shmoi shay yichanya. So why does that first gate called shay yichanya? Shabo yotze yichanya begalusa. That's where yichanya left in his galus. B'mizrach. And all the way to the east. Shar Nikanor. That's Nikanor's gate. And we're familiar with the nisim that happened to him when he brought those doors from overseas to Yerushalayim. U'shtei pishpishin hayuloi. And there were two little gates within the large gate. So it was like three gates all together. A larger one and two little ones within it. Echad bimino v'echad b'smol. One on the right, one on the left. Ushnayim b'mariv. And now when you go to the west side of the Mikdash, there were two other gates. Shalawah hayolahen shem. These were not used that often, the Rav explained, so it didn't have a name. So therefore, when you add it all up, we had 13 gates. However, the Yerushalmi learns that this Mishnah is like Abba Yossi ben Chanan, the Rav brings, but the Chachamim that are brought in the Yerushalmi, they hold that there are only 7 in the Azara. So why did they bow down 13 times? That's specifically not because of the gates, rather because of the 13 breaches that Malchus Yavan did when they were in the Azara, and when the Chashmonaim took over and overcame them, they closed up all the breaches that Yavan did. And therefore, they made 13 Hishtachavios, keneged every single pirtza that they were able to close up.